It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, welcome to a Motivational Monday. It's May 17th. Yes, I'm still alive, and I'm back. This is Speak Out 2.0 on 106.3, The Voice of the Free. Welcome to the program. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host, after 10 days in Hawaii. Wow, it was so nice. We enjoyed it. We relaxed a lot, and we stayed busy, too. Put a lot of pictures on my personal Facebook page, so if you didn't get a chance to see that, you can go over to my Facebook page and check it out. We had a lot of good pictures, a lot of good fun there, very enjoyable time. A little bit of weather for you for the Colorado River Valley here along the river. 94 today, nice and sunny. Tomorrow it's going to get up to 101, nice and sunny. We got a little wind coming back on Wednesday and Thursday. 100 on Wednesday, 95 on Thursday. And then it drops down to 85 on Friday, but it's still going to be bright and sunny. Some COVID information for you. Today the state of Arizona reported 468 cases and no deaths. Well, that's good news. They've been running in 800 and 500 in the last few weeks. Mojave County reported on Friday 20 new cases for deaths for 48 hours. One death. Two of those cases were in Bullhead City, 11 were in Kingman, and 6 were in Lake Havasu City. Once again, if you need any information in Mojave County for COVID, you call right into the health department. This is their hotline for COVID, 753-8665, and they will answer that. Answer any questions you've got, where to get a vaccine, where to get a test. We had to be tested before we went to Hawaii. Yeah, that was interesting, and we both proved negative, thank gosh. And so away we went, and a very enjoyable time. So I highly recommend it. I do want to say, though, a couple things, you know, transpired while we were gone with COVID. You know, the CDC said you don't have to wear a mask anymore if you are vaccinated, vaccinated, I guess. And that's me. My wife and I both have had the vaccine. And so, but we still have to wear a mask in Laughlin and in some stores. And so it's not quite 100%, but that's what it is. So, and if you're not vaccinated, you know, might still wash your hands quite a bit and avoid crowds, stay 6 feet away from people, and, you know, possibly wear that mask when you go in and out of stores, especially those that demand it. Restaurants still do, and so a lot going on. Hey, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Walker Service Electric, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions. I had to call him over to my house yesterday. Got home and one of the ACs was not working. And he came right out and he said, well, that's your brand new unit. And it was a wire that burned out inside. And they said, oh, send them the bill. And he goes, I'm going to. Yeah, so he came right over on a Sunday and got us nice and cool. Barron Services, ProFit Kitchen, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, and, of course, they're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Yay, fiber-based technology ensures that you have faster access speeds and keeps your home and your business connected. Pre-register at mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095, and they'll take good care of you. Also, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. My wife went over yesterday and picked up Max. Max stayed there the time we were gone. Yeah, we had somebody at our house with our other puppy, Duke. But Max had to go up to Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and the locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, a week, or longer. We were longer. We were like 10 days. Vacations are no longer a problem. Oh, boy, were we glad. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes. Pets love it at Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Call 754-3006. And Mojave Mortgage. Yes, if you're looking for money, he's got the vault and he's got the money. Maybe you need a vacation home. Maybe you want to add on or refi or put a pool in the backyard. if you want that this summer, you're out of luck because no one's got time to build it between now and, you know, let's see, we hit 100 tomorrow. So, but you can always work on it for next year. And, yes, believe it or not, even in Hawaii, I had somebody come up to me. I don't know who they were. They just listened to the show, and they said, is his vault really the size of Dot Foods? And I said, yeah, it is. I've been in it. I walked it. I saw all the money on all the shelves. So if you need some of that, call 288-2691. Talk to Chad. He's the guy with the key to the vault. You go in, fill out a couple pieces of paper, and he goes down to the vault and brings you out the money. It's that simple. 288-2691. Now, into the studio for the first time, Kathleen Haas, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. And you are on the Laughlin Town Board.
One of many things that we are on, yes.
Yeah, one of many things. You wear a lot of hats on this side of the river.
I do, and on the other side of the river also.
Yeah? And over on this side, you're involved with the Elks and the Moose?
I am. I have been an officer with the Laughlin Elks since we got it started almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
So it's been very successful. We don't have a building, but right. We are definitely looking for locations to put a building here in Laughlin. We are very active in the community.
What are some of the projects the Elks does over here?
Oh, my gosh. The Elks are it's an organization that has been established since 1868.
Uh-huh.
We just celebrated 150 years plus. Right here we have scholarship programs that we can get through the Elks National Foundation.
Okay.
And also through the lodge itself. We have drug awareness programs that we run. We have hoop shoots that we hold for free throw hoop shooting. And then, you know, of course, once you do the hoop shoot locally, then you go to district and then you go to national.
Ah.
If you make it all the way to national, the Elks National Foundation actually pays for you to go to Chicago. For
wow.
You and a family, they pay for four. And then you go through the whole competition. And
have you ever sent somebody from Laughlin all the way to Chicago?
Not from Laughlin. We've gotten all the way down to regional.
Okay.
We've
all
gotten
right.
Members that go to regional, not to national. But, you know, there's still plenty of time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have some really good athletic people and students in our community. So we're
good.
Looking forward to it. And we're looking forward to it getting back to being active.
Yeah.
So
now, are the schools in Laughlin, are they back 100% yet, or do you know?
They are back in class. Some of them are still doing virtual, you know, in class and
yeah.
Then on virtual. But we're looking forward to it going back to what we call normal.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah, we do a lot with the schools. So, you know, we have the backpack program. We have Through the Elks. And we also do a reading program, Read to Succeed, where, you know, it's a program that we tried 7 years ago. And we figure, well, we'll see how it works out and if it does. Because we get grants through the Elks National Foundation to run these programs.
Okay.
So this program was dear and near to my heart because, you know, we encourage the children to read books. And depending on the type of book and the level of the book, they earn points. And then they got to use those points in a pop-up store.
Okay.
And when we put the pop-up store together, we put everything from educational items to puzzles to necessity items that they may need. And they come in and they just use their points like they're shopping in a store. And it's the most intriguing thing to them because it's all new. They get to pick out. There isn't anybody there saying, no, you can't have that. Or,
right.
No, you need to get this. You know, and then we figured, well, it was a real success. So we did it a second year. And now we're actually going on year 8.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
So it's been really a moving thing, not just for the students and the teachers and the staff, but also for our members, because we have children come in and, you know, they have siblings at home, and they want to know if they can use their points to get something for their sibling.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we really do have children that are thoughtful.
Oh, yeah.
And think of more than just themselves.
Yeah, you know, the police department in Bullhead, they do the Shop with a Cop every
yes.
year. And they find the same thing, that a kid will say, you know, my mom would really like a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
Or, you know, my little sister, could you really use a new toothbrush? Or little things like that that you don't expect a 6, 7, or 8-year-old to come up with. You know, it's not just about them.
Right.
And so it's very cool.
Yeah, it's very rewarding to see that the kids actually take into consideration, not just themselves.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it is.
They really look forward to it. The program has had an impact when we talk to some of the teachers that they've had children who absolutely refuse to read. And when we sit down and we teach them that it's not about the reading, and it's not because you have to read. It's about the journey that reading can take you on, or the adventure. And you know, we ask them to put themselves within the story, and that makes it so much more fun to read.
Ah, okay.
So once they started doing that, we've had kids who went from reading maybe one book to reading four or five books.
Oh, okay. So, good.
And it's the fact that they get to pick out what they want to read.
So it's working.
It is. It is working.
Fantastic.
I love the program.
And you're with the Moose over here also?
I am with the Moose over in Bullhead City.
Oh, yes. In Bullhead. Okay.
Yes.
Where the Kiwanis Club meets on Tuesday mornings.
Yes.
At the Moose Lodge, yeah.
Yep.
And so what is the Moose up to?
You know, the Moose is getting back to normal. We now have the karaoke Friday and Saturday nights, and they have dinners on Friday nights and fish fry and Saturday night dinners, and we're trying to get more back into the community,
right,
and get things open and active again.
Good, good. Well, and I think we're all headed that way.
We are.
As long as we keep the numbers down and keep, you know, we don't jump the gun. Everybody rip off their mask all of a sudden and decide, oh, CDC said I have to wear this. Well, yeah, you still have to in some places, but
right.
Yeah, don't wreck it yet.
Yeah, that's exactly what we said over at the American Legion, because you still have to wear your mask to go into the American Legion.
Right.
And but if you have had your shots, then you can remove your mask. But there are also those few people that just have to be ornery and.
Yep. Oh yeah. Someone's always got to be honoring. So, now, town board. How long have you been on the town board?
This is a new year, so we've been elected. This board that we have now is newly elected this year, so it'll be this year and next year.
Okay.
I did serve on the board about 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
So.
And then you got off and you decided to get back on, huh?
Yeah, I had gotten off and... I don't agree with a lot of the things that were going on and the way things were being done and approached. So I figured the only way to make a difference is to put myself out there. So We did that. And I think we have some good things coming up. I mean, with the bridge, we have a vendor on the bridge. So the bridge will be addressed and will be started and hopefully completed by the beginning of 2023.
So... be completed by then. When do you think they're going to physically start on the Nevada side?
I believe they're going to start the fall.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
So
how exciting.
Looking forward to that. And then we just had in our last broadcasted meeting, because you know our meetings are now live.
Right.
So you can now watch those. And if you don't have them live, you can actually go on and watch them by video. But we are going into a motocross event center.
Oh.
So we will have, you know, BMX racing, monster trucks, the motocross, the off-road. So they are looking, they have three different locations that they're scouting to put this whole event center. And of course, and they were bringing it up and how, you know, it's going to be beneficial for, you know, to casinos,
right,
and revenue and everything. And I was more interested in how it was going to benefit our community.
Right.
And they said that not only will we have an event at least once a month, maybe twice a month in some months, but we will also be able to offer job opportunities.
Okay.
When the event center.
Who's going to do the events? Is that going to be the
Las
county?
Las Vegas.
Okay.
Las Vegas, yes.
The visitors authority or?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, good. So that's something to look forward to. We're excited about that. You know, we're getting that off and going.
Yeah, we have a BMX track over in Bullhead, and the guy who's been running it has been saying, they need more space, they need a bigger track, and you know, because there's a lot of tournaments and that type of
yes,
stuff.
There
and
it is. That's what we're looking forward to.
Yeah, because it brings people to town. We all always like that, don't we?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, let us take a little break. If you have a question and you want to call in, 702-298-1063, give us a call. We're here live. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be back after this.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Do you have pain in your knees or hips? Hello, I'm Dr. Smith Meads at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We specialize in helping alleviate your joint pain. We can start with things that are less aggressive, such as physical therapy, anti-inflammatories, and injections, and trying to control your pain. Joint replacement surgery is also a possibility, and I'm here to provide that as well. It all starts with an office visit. Please call us today at 928-444-1491.
The best customer reviews in Mojave County. ATCO Auto Repair are where the guys get your vehicle back on the road quick and smoothly. Summer is here, and it isn't letting up. ATCO Auto is offering AC service for $19.99, plus Freon. Brake jobs are only $149.99. And get this, oil changes for only $23. Why call around for the best auto repair for your vehicle when you know you got ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City? They're the big blue building located off Hancock, right behind Hobby Lobby.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, right down here on the food court level. We're here. Speaking of the Laughlin Mall, you know, besides the food court, where we got three great restaurants here in the Laughlin Mall, well, we also have upstairs clothing stores, some sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, vape products, art, and a thrift store. Out on the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, along with a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, it's not for sale, and they're not going to tear it down. So that's good news. Mojave Electric Cooperative, fiber-based internet is coming. Bo's going to be in here Thursday, and he can update us on what's going on. But I know they've got over 160,000 feet already put in the ground, in the air, for the fiber-based technology, which ensures that you have faster access speeds and keeps your home and your business connected, which we're also excited about. If you have questions, call 763-1100, ask for Regina, and she will take good care of you. And my friend Regina put up on Facebook a few weeks ago that her daughter texted her and said, "Mom, there's something wrong with my phone." And she goes, "What's wrong with it?" And she goes, "I don't know. I pushed the home button three times, but I'm still at school." It's cool to have a kid with a sense of humor. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Now, he doesn't have a sense of humor, because with electricians, you got to be serious, you know. Residential issues, commercial issues, and new construction, and high-line power. Yeah. Trucks are all over Mojave County every single day. If you need them, well, you call 718-9444. They're available 24/7, weekends and nights, because they know electrical issues don't happen just Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So call 718-9444. We're also brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Barron Services, Profit Kitchen, Walker, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Western Arizona Regional... Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWN Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and Mojave Mortgage. I'm going to be retrained after 10 days off here. I love that, how to read. All right, we got Kathleen Haas in here. And how long have you been on the river?
I've been on the river about 22 years.
Yeah, okay. All right, so you know what's going on.
I try.
More so in Laughlin than Bullhead, or...
I live on the Laughlin side, and 90% of the stuff we do is on the Laughlin side.
Right. Okay. Are we going to have a parade this year over here and a celebration?
We have not heard anything about a parade, but I'm sure working on it.
Okay. Caller, did you have a question?
Yeah, I have some questions about the motocross. You guys are, I just briefly heard something about motocross in Laughlin, or?
We are looking at starting in an event center. We talked to some people from Las Vegas about getting it started. They are scouting out some land where they can actually build a complete event center to hold BMX racing, monster trucks, motocross, everything.
Amazing. Great. I mean, we travel all over from Arizona to California and all around, and that would be amazing if we could get another local track.
It is our goal. When we do have it in the works, and we have gotten it started. So,
what kind of time frame are they looking at?
You know, we don't exactly have the time frame right now because, like I said, we just got this kicked off, and
right.
They're supposed to be coming back when they have the land options and presenting it to us. So hopefully, sooner the better.
Beautiful. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll keep my ears out.
Okay, keep listening, and we'll keep you up to date here. And we'll get Kathleen to text me once in a while, let me know what's going on with that. And
absolutely.
We'll keep the listeners up to date. So, as you can tell, motocross has a whole different society, and a lot of young kids get involved with it. I mean, 6, 7, and 8.
Yes.
You know,
I know there's quite a few kids that we have here in Laughlin High School that actually do BMX racing.
Yeah, and usually when they're in high school, they've been doing it for 7 or 8 years.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a sport, and it's tough on the body, too. I mean, you know,
that's
jumping those.
That's why it's for the youngsters.
Yes, that's why you and I aren't out there, yeah. So someone texted me here and says a rumor is going around that Clark County will not let Laughlin reopen because the vaccination rate is too low. Is that true or false?
That is not true.
Oh, good. Okay. So when they open the state, they open the state, right?
Yes.
They're not going to leave Laughlin out and say, oh, your vaccine rate's too low.
No, we actually are opening.
Okay.
You can go into the casinos and everything, and you do not have to wear your mask.
Yeah.
So it is nice. We are opening.
I saw over the weekend the Riverside said no more masks.
Yeah.
The Aquarius and Edgewater also said no more masks.
Right.
And I don't know about the rest of them yet. I haven't followed everybody's Facebook page.
Right. Well, I'm very active over at the American Legion because I run the kitchen over there. Plus, we have a lot of our elk events over there. And I'm also the president of the auxiliary. And we are open. I mean,
right.
We go in there all the time, and we have 100% now. And
good.
Yeah.
And are they doing masks there?
Not if you have your shots. You do
okay.
not have
good.
To wear a mask there.
Good. So,
yes.
And, you know, Sam's Club now, you don't have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. Walmart, some more stores I think are going to follow.
It's really nice to see that, you know, people are actually accepting it. Because
yeah.
it's been a long year. It's been
Tell
a really
me,
long,
I know.
Hard year.
I know. I wore mine into the mall this morning because I didn't know if the mall had changed or not. I still don't know, but I'll go see the manager when I'm done here and say, do I have to keep wearing this thing? You know.
Yeah, I wore mine today because, you know, I saw the sign when I came in, mask required.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
Yep. Yep. Maybe they just haven't taken them down or hard to say because, you know, so many corporates dictate down, you know.
Yeah.
You go talk to the manager, and she goes, well, here's what I know, because it's what they tell her.
Right.
And so you don't know. If corporate is in California, then you're probably going to keep wearing your mask.
Uh-huh.
Hawaii was different, let me tell you.
Really?
Oh,
I'm
yes.
so envy you went to Hawaii.
Yeah, but it was a lockdown. You'd go into one restaurant, and all the tables and chairs are open. You go in the next restaurant, and it was to go only. All the tables were blocked off. And so, again, it's different owners and different people that how they see it.
Right.
We had breakfast yesterday morning, or what was it? I don't even know what day it was. Saturday morning, I guess. Friday morning? I don't know. Friday morning, I guess. With a former firefighter from Bullhead that retired and moved over there. And he was saying that, yeah, the lockdown there has been, everybody interprets it differently. And they lock it down the way they want to.
Right.
I say that, you know, when a Starbucks or a Burger King don't want you sitting there, it's because they just don't want to clean the tables. That's what it boils down to, you know, because you're supposed to clean in between each guest.
Of course, yeah.
We stopped at In-N-Out yesterday in Linwood coming back, and they had every other table marked off, but there was a person going around cleaning all the tables. He was cleaning the tables that were marked off, too. And we're like, wow, okay. So, you know, everyone does it different. So, yeah. Let us take a break. We're going to come back right after this. This happens to be a band coming to Laughlin. Lynyrd Skynyrd will be here. Yeah, can you believe it? October 2nd.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence, and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to meet the owner and staff, survey the facility, and receive the reassurance your canine will be cared for. From protection dog training to grooming to daycare, Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Memorial Day is one of the biggest celebrations of the year, and the Laughlin Outlet Center will be bursting with sales. Check out the Watchman, Boys and Girls Club, and the New Island Style Kitchen specializing in Hawaiian food. We will soon celebrate June 1st when Nevada will be 100% open for business. Saxophone entertainment on the weekends at the Laughlin Outlet Center in the food court.
Hello, Chad Anson here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Historic low interest rates are still here, and it's time to refinance before it's too late. The time to act is now. Grab your spouse and call us here at Mojave Mortgage. We can help you refinance without the hassle. Act now before these historic rates are gone. Visit MojaveMortgages.com to get started. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
And MLS number 1830581.
Homeowners often look for new ways to keep their home cool come summer. One very popular idea is sunglasses over each window or solar screens. Better than sunglasses. Now's the time to order custom solar shades for your home or office before the heat. See the selection at Southwest Vertical Blinds and Window Fashions, 4345 Highway 95, or they come to you. Call 763-5210. Southwest Vertical Blinds and Window Fashions, 763-5210.
Welcome back to Speak Up 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I do want to remind you, coming up at the top of the hour, Paul Lavoie will be in with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. Police Chief Dan Doyle will be there, along with the Lake Havasu Fire Chief, Chief Pete. I won't even attempt to say his last name because I'll butcher it. So tune in to Chief Dan and Chief Pete at the top of the hour with Speak Out from Lake Havasu City. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize and test everyone once a week. Everybody in the building gets tested for COVID. Legacy, their services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Arizona Comfort Solutions, yes, is your home or office cool enough and comfortable for you? If not, in Kingman, Bullhead City, and now in California, people call Arizona Comfort Solutions. They come out, their team, and they just come right in. They fix your thermostat, your air conditioner, your swamp cooler. Here's something, I spelled coolers with two L's. Here's something that's interesting. When he came out yesterday to look at my unit, I told him, look at that thermostat, says 84, but yet I've got it set at 78. And he said, all right, I'll go outside and take a look. And I went, outside? The unit's up in the attic. But he went outside, and a wire had shorted out in the unit, and it wasn't allowing the compressor to kick on. So it wasn't cooling the house. Within 5 minutes, he had it fixed, and it was nice and cool. So call 758-2400 if you have a problem, even on a Sunday. Yeah, they come out. Barron Services, experts in pools. They design, install, do scheduled maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. Complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. Barron's uses products that are safe for your pets and your children, so that's good. Call for scheduled treatments and problem areas. Plus, they do weed control. 758-5499. Barron Services, 758-5499. We're also brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. That's the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall in Bullhead City. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunches, and healthy dinners. You will find them tasty and filling and good for you. Oh, wow. How can that happen? So call or go in. No, stop by. Check out the Nitro Coffees, the Organic Teas, the Protein Shakes, and Meal Prep Solutions. Check out their full menu at their website, ProFitKitchen.com. And that's kitchen, spelled K-I-T-C-H-I-N. You had to be different. I-N.com. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Wings of an Angel, Farm Bureau Financial Services, ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, TWA Communications, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, Mojave Mortgage, Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. And we had a caller during the break there that was like, well, how do I know what store does what? And that is the confusing part, isn't it?
It is. It's very confusing. And I think people just have to think of what they need best for themselves. If they feel more comfortable wearing their mask, and continue wearing your mask. And
yeah.
Because you know there's going to be people out there that say, oh, yeah, I got my shots, and you know they haven't.
Right, yeah. And there's going to be people out there that go, I want to see your card because you're not wearing a mask in the store. Right. Show me your card, you know. Yeah, right.
I know we did check over with Legion because we were curious if we were allowed to even ask to see their cards because, you know, there's so many rules.
Right.
But we were informed that the CDC said we can request to see a card.
And it was interesting, in Arizona, the governor came out a few weeks ago with an executive order that said there will not be a vaccine ID card, basically. Like you have your driver's license. You won't have a, you know, not in Arizona, they won't create that, he said.
Right.
And I was like, wow, that's a little premature, but, you know, that's Doug Ducey. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, everyone, just take a picture of your card and have it on your phone just in case.
Well, we were joking over at the Legion that we were going to hand out lanyards and have everyone just wear it around their neck. You don't have to ask a question.
There you go. Here it is right here on my neck. You know, yeah. All the teachers wear their IDs that way,
right.
You know, and stuff. They wear that and then turn it around. Here's a card. My wife has to wear that at the hospital with her nurse ID. And
yeah.
Put her card on there too, but the cards are bigger, so yeah. All right, so what else is happening in Laughlin? What else is on the town board agenda?
Well, right now we are working on getting our streets repaved.
Oh, good.
Yes, we had Public Works come down and they met with us and they said they're going to come down in the beginning of October and do a road rating to see which roads needed more than other roads and start.
Okay. I know in Bullhead, they have a five-year plan that every road has to be touched during that five-year period of time. And they did the same thing. Of course, it's a little smaller scale. They have to wait for someone to come from Vegas. But
right.
They went out and graded every road as to what's that road need in the next 5 years.
Right.
And then the next 5 years and so on and so forth. And so that's probably what they're going to do for you in October.
And they are, because we do have some roads that have potholes. And
yeah.
It's just really bad.
Well, and potholes are usually something that can be maintained on an ongoing basis.
Yeah.
But you got to have somebody down here to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to it so they can come down and try and get things back into normal.
And you don't have a town manager right now.
Not currently.
Yeah. So Jackie retired and then...
Oh, I miss Jackie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then the person after her retired.
Yeah.
And now it's still open.
It is open. And I'm not sure which direction they're going to be going with that, but we'll see.
They need to keep you informed.
Oh, they will.
Yeah? When do you guys meet?
We meet the second Tuesday of every month at 1:30.
Okay. And where at?
At the Laughlin Town Business Center, the courtroom.
Who else is on that board with you?
You have Kathy Oates, Pam Walker, Fred Doten, Herm Walker.
Pam Walker and Herm Walker, are they related?
They are not.
Oh, okay. I know there's a lot of Walkers, you know, we get to ask that question.
Everybody says that too. They are not related. And not even close.
And Herm's been here 30 years or more.
He has. He has been here, actually, he's probably a little longer than they are.
Yeah. Yes. He was Don Laughlin's attorney forever.
Yes.
And he's retired now.
He is.
Yeah. Don's not retired. He just turned 90, and he still works every day. He goes in the office.
Yep, that's Don. You'll see him around the Riverside every time.
Keep an eye on Matt. Make sure Matt's doing it right.
Oh, Matt's doing a great job.
Oh, he is, actually, you know, and which everyone's happy for. Someone has to take over as Don does, you know, decide to retire. I don't know when.
He's just enjoying life right now.
Yeah, and he meets with Dave Lords every night and Matt. And Dave Lords runs Laughlin Ranch. And a couple of months ago, Dave Lords and Don were walking through the casino talking, and Don says, let's go over here and have a little ice cream in that little kind of a deli thing there in the, in the South Tower.
Right.
And so Dave Lords takes a picture of Don back there serving himself the ice cream. And he said that he didn't serve it to himself once or twice. He went back three different times to get more ice cream.
Oh, yes. That sounds
so
like Don.
Apparently Don likes ice cream at late at night. And so, yeah.
Yeah, he's got a bit of a sweet tooth.
Yeah, so there was a picture of him with his head in there, just like he was working at Baskin-Robbins or something, you know. So, yeah, he does stay busy here in our community.
He does, yes.
What changes do you see coming up with any of the casinos? Are you hearing anything other than we're getting entertainment back?
I am not. I think we were just really focusing on the entertainment and getting things back up and opened and getting our visitors back in town.
Yeah, and if people haven't heard, I don't know how you couldn't, but just in case you haven't heard, it kicks off on September the 4th with Miranda Lambert, and that's at the Outdoor Event Center. And then Leonard Skinner on October 2nd, Toby Keith on October 23rd, and then in the East Center, which is over in front of the Edgewater, Little River Band, that's a great band, they kick off on July 31st, which happens to be my birthday. If Sean Hammond's listening, wants to give me a free ticket to go see Little River Band. And then America on August 21st, and Darcy Lynn is back. Did you know who Darcy Lynn is?
No.
Oh, Darcy Lynn won America's Got Talent.
Oh, that Darcy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's back on November 27th, and tickets are all on sale now, and I don't know where you go to get them. So call the Edgewater or the Aquarius, and they'll tell you. Let's see. You can call. Do I have it here somewhere? Oh, call the Edgewater at 702-298-2453, or you can call the Aquarius at... Bum, 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 bum. That might be a list here. Why am I not seeing it? Well, 702-298-5111. Call either one of them if you want tickets, and they'll tell you where you can get them at, because you definitely want to see some of these acts when they come here. So are you looking forward to going to any of them?
I am. I'm going to try and go to all of them.
Yeah?
Yes. I just got to convince my husband to do that.
Yeah. Tell him to start getting tickets.
Well, the problem we have is we have events all weekend. So we kind of have to...
figure out how you can squeeze it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we try and stay very busy. We just got back from Reno. We were in Reno for 4 days for an Elks convention.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. It was a very... interesting trip, because we're so used to going over to Bullhead to, if we go out to eat, and you can go in and sit down and eat, and every place we stop between here and Reno, they're like, nope, take out only.
Yeah.
And my husband's like, so what are we going to do? I said, you're going to eat in the car. What do you think you're going to do?
I know. We were in Lakewood, you know, Saturday night, and we went to Chick-fil-A, and they said, oh, no, you have to eat in your car. I said, this is not a table. I don't have a table in here. You know, why can't we come inside? Nope, can't come inside.
Yep.
But you can go into Denny's. How come I can't come inside here? What's the deal? You know, so, again, everybody's doing it differently.
Right.
And they do it their way and drives everybody nuts.
It does. We made it a long trip, though.
Yeah. That's about an eight-hour drive, isn't it, to Reno?
It was, and we hit construction, so, of course, it took us 12 hours to get home.
Oh, no.
Yes, there were some detours. And
ooh.
But it's okay. Well, that's quality time.
Are they detouring around some of those little towns where you got to go 25 miles an hour for 3 miles?
Their gas actually on one of them, we had to go all the way clear across to almost the California border to come back around.
Wow.
An hour and a half out of the way. Yeah. But hey, that's quality time. You know, you're in the car with two people.
Yeah,
can't do much.
But you know, how long do you want this quality time to exist? You know, it's already 8 hours. Now you add more.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you guys just, you and your husband just talk the whole time?
Yes.
Yeah. No music?
Well, yeah, we always have music on.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think he tunes me out. I really think he does.
No. Husbands don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't do that.
Yeah, I think you guys have a class on that.
So what'd you learn at the Elks Convention?
Ooh, we learned we have new officers for the state, and we learned new programs that are coming up for our drug awareness, and we have a new drug awareness website that teachers can go on and use for learning tools. We have speak outs for our drug awareness programs. Our hoop shoot's coming back because, you know, for the last year we didn't have
right.
the hoop shoot. So now we have the hoop shoot coming back, so we're really looking forward to
that. What month is that, or do you know?
It's which the lodge picks which month they want to do. And then in February we have our district, and then January is our district. February is our regional.
So you got to do it between now and January?
Yes.
Yeah.
We usually do it in December before they go on break.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
Yeah, we use the high school, and we have all the kids go up there and shoot.
How many participated in 2019, or do you remember?
2019, we had, I believe it was 18 students.
Okay. That's just from Laughlin.
Yeah, that's just Laughlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just our elementary and our high school. It goes from age 7 to 13.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So we're looking forward to that. We're also looking at maybe possibly doing a soccer shoot this year.
Oh.
Which would be new for Laughlin because we haven't done a soccer shoot before.
Right.
But we're up to new adventures.
And soccer in Bullhead is huge.
Yes, it is.
I mean, they just keep adding fields and adding fields because more kids play and more kids play.
Yeah.
Now they start on like Thursday night with games. It used to be all the games were on Saturday. And now they start on Thursday, then they're on Friday, then they're on Saturday.
Then you have a lot of tournament play, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so. It's really big.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we have quite a few things coming up with Laughlin Elks. We also do a Feed a Family program.
So tell us about it.
We like to, we usually get families for Thanksgiving and for Christmas that are either having a hard time or they're in dire needs or they're having issues and they just need a little bit of assistance. And so we feed a family. We get a Elks National grant from the National Foundation. And we we usually do 15 families. The last 2 years we've done 50 families for each.
Wow.
And we just have the Elks go and we do shopping and we put all the boxes together. Everybody gets a turkey. Everybody gets a ham. And they get all the fixings for a dinner plus extras. And then we just deliver them to the selected families.
Okay. Sean Hammond does that.
He does.
Yes. I think he did 10,000?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not quite that big yet.
Well, he thinks big, you know.
He does.
He's a general manager of two casinos. You got to think big.
Yes.
Let's take a break. We're going to come right back at center a couple years ago.
There comes a time when many senior citizens can no longer do the simplest of things. Bathe, cook, clean, and shop. Wings of an Angel provider, assisting those in need with 24/7 care. Meal preparation, light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. Wings of an Angel, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Valley, and Kingman. Providing the best care for seniors. Wings of an Angel, in-home care. 928-404-2480.
Do you and your friends often say, "Where do we want to go for lunch?" Forget the usual. Head to the all-new ProFit Kitchen. Try the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus, protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has been working strong to complete our fiber optic project. We now have nearly 130,000 feet of fiber installed, and members are closer to receiving service from our partner, TWN, for the phase of our fiber optic broadband internet service. Please continue to be patient as we work hard to complete this fiber network for our electrical system enhancements. And if you have any questions or would like to pre-register, please call 928-763-1100. Options.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing in an almost home setting. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, laundry service and housekeeping, plus a beauty salon and barber shop on property. There are secured outdoor patios. Legacy prides itself with life enrichment activities and outings. Stop by and see for yourself. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, 2812 Silver Creek Road, or call 763-1404.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Horizon Community Bank isn't a big business. We're just like you, local business, part of our community. Hi, this is Ashley Parker, Universal Banker 1 with Horizon Community Bank. When you visit one of our local Horizon Community Banks, you're not treated as clients of an everywhere corporate bank. You're treated just like family, greeted with friendly service and a complete understanding of your banking business. When you bank with us, you're supporting a local business just like yours. Friends, family, and neighbors who live and work in our communities.
Hashtag Horizon Has It. Horizon Community Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Wings of an Angel. Seniors often find daily chores can be very difficult. Assisting those in need with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week care is Wings of an Angel. They can do preparation for meals. They can do light housekeeping, bathing, shopping, doctor visits, and personal care. So if you know someone who might need those services, call Wings of an Angel. They serve Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, Golden Shores, Golden Valley, and Kingman. Everything but medical. They don't do medical, but everything else. So those things are still important to seniors. Call 928-404-2840. Kevin's going to be tomorrow. Yeah, so he'll be here tomorrow. We'll talk a lot about Wings of an Angel. 928-402840. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you're paying too much for insurance? Nah, who would think that? I know. Well, if you think so, why don't you call them, make an appointment with either Greg, Stephanie, or David, sit down, and let them look at your policies and say, maybe we can save you some money here. Maybe you've got an insurance policy for a vehicle you don't have anymore, or you're paying worth. You know, who knows? But let them take a look at it. They can review your life insurance, your auto insurance, your homeowner's insurance, commercial insurance. Plus, they do farms and ranches. Yeah. So call them. 928-763-8464. Set up an appointment and see if you can save money on your insurance. We're also brought to you by ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil regularly. When's the last time you had your transmission service? Huh? Ooh, that's a good question. Speaking of oil changes, they can do an oil change and a tune. You get a free oil change with a tune-up right now. Plus, your air conditioning is only $19.99 plus free on. And get it serviced now before it's $118. Call 444-1244, make your appointment, and get your vehicle in there. They're on the top of the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. We're also brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Laughlin, Fort Mojave, and Bullhead City with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. It faces out to Casino Drive. In Fort Mojave, they have the Fort Mojave Walk-In on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano. Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Gold Rush and Silver Creek. On the Parkway, WarmC has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Wow. Oh, by the way, they have a hospital over on Silver Creek Road. Call 763-2273 if you don't feel well or you have a question. And Claudia, who answers the phone, will transfer you to somebody. Get your answer. Okay. Brought to you by TW Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, ProFit Kitchen, Barron Services, Arizona Comfort Solutions, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, and Mojave Electric Cooperative. We got about 3 minutes left here with Kathleen Haas. So you just volunteer all over on both sides.
I do. I'm very involved in the community. I volunteer everywhere. I'm with, like I said, the Elks. I'm with the Moose Lodge. I'm with the Auxiliary at the American Legion. I volunteer at the American Legion. We take care of the vet center or the vet clinic. We make sure that they have, you know, any kind of needs that they need and supplies.
So there is a veterans clinic now in Laughlin, right?
There has been.
Yeah,
yes.
For quite a while. Where's it located?
It's located over, you know, I knew you were going to ask me this. It's off in Needles, and I don't know that street right
Needles
there.
Highway.
It's off of Needles Highway right behind the gas station.
Okay. All right. In that little complex?
Yes. Business complex, yes.
The highway patrol's in there, and there's a few businesses in there.
Yeah,
doctors.
We have some accountants in there. We have some doctors in there.
A lot of medical, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so they're over there.
They are.
And it's just kind of a medical clinic for veterans.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they've been having a little bit of problems with their elevator.
Uh-oh.
Yes, we deliver cases of water there from the Oaks every year.
Oh.
I'm very claustrophobic, and I was taking 12 cases of water up to the clinic, and the elevator got stuck.
Uh-oh.
That was not a pretty sight.
Uh-oh.
Not for me and not for the people on the outside.
Well, at least you didn't get thirsty.
Oh, that's true, but I didn't have a restroom either.
How long were you in there?
I was in there for a good 15 minutes, which seemed like a lifetime.
Yeah, if you're claustrophobic.
Yeah.
We went on the submarine tour over in Catalina. A lot of people, I put pictures on Facebook, and they said, I'm claustrophobic. I couldn't do that. I go, it's just like a plane, but the seats are different.
Well, that's really bad because you're claustrophobic, fear of sharks, you're under the water, you can drown. Oh, I could never do it.
No. You worry too much. You know.
Well, as long as I'm above ground, I'm good.
Oh, it was safe. We were all sit there and just looked out the window, and we saw a stingray go by. And yeah. It was fun. I highly suggest it.
Maybe one day.
If people have questions, where can they get a hold of you?
You can reach me at khaas70@gmail.com.
Okay.
I have quite a few people that contact me there.
Email you, yeah.
Yep, you can email me. You can also text me at 702-234-4807.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Very informative.
Looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Thank you. All right. Once again, I want to tell you there is a blood drive tomorrow at the Elks Lodge in Bullhead City, and that's from 9:30 to 1:30. If you've got questions, call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. Then on Wednesday, they run down to the Needles Elks from 10 to 3, and again, a blood drive. On Thursday, they're over here in Laughlin at the library from 11 to 3. So if you want to get blood this week, you got three opportunities there. But then on Wednesday, Valley View Medical Center is going to open their wound care. They're going to have a grand opening from 4 to 6. They're going to have tours and snacks and meet the team and goodie bags for everybody and learn a little bit about wound care. So that happens at Valley View Medical Center. All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Paula Voy's up next with Speak Out right after the news with Police Chief Dan Doyle from Lake Havasu City and the Fire Chief, Chief Pete. P-I-L-A-F-A-S. I'll butcher it. I'll butcher it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.